When there's a big snowstorm or a plane has mechanical problems, airports can turn into big, uncomfortable holding pens. You might find stranded passengers scrunched in chairs, sleeping on the floor, or filling up restaurants trying to find something to do. It's the perfect business opportunity for one company that is building tiny airport retreats, minute suites, already operate in Atlanta and Philadelphia. Next on their radar, Dallas and Chicago, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
So today is a good day at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The departure and arrival boards look pretty clear. Everything is on time. But when there's a delay, what do?
You grin and bear it. You know, if we're connecting, we just find it someplace, get a sandwich, and chill out and hope they have free Wi-Fi.
So that's Bernie Comp's solution. He was on his way to Dallas. Marlies Mann, a former flight attendant, says she has a set routine for handling flight delays.
You go around, you talk to other passengers, and you make the best of it.
So right in O'Hare is Terminal 3. Behind the security gates, there's a plan to help these travelers out. It's called Minute Suites.
Yeah, I think the initial strategy we're undertaking right now is to get us into the large hubbing airports.
Co-founder Daniel Solomon says his business partners, two Midwest ophthalmologists, that's right, ophthalmologists, came up with the idea and then recruited investors. They began offering these tiny airport getaways, 7 by 8 feet rooms about the size of a small office cubicle. The plan is to build 29 of them at O'Hare. This idea of creating a respite for trapped travelers who don't want to leave the airport and go through the hassle of going through security again actually began overseas. Some of those companies include showers. Solomon says that may come later, but what most people want is the nap.
The best feature people wanted was that bed, a daybed sofa.
The suites are staffed by college students who are studying hospitality. Travelers can snooze, work on their laptops, or watch a movie. For Steve Peterzak, who had just flown into O'Hare from New Jersey, it's an amenity whose time has come.
I think it's a great idea. Sign me up. I'll get the first one on the house, right?
Of course, not everyone thinks a tiny private room at the airport is where they'd like to spend their time. Bernie Kampf says it's just too claustrophobic.
At least from what I've seen, it's like having an MRI done. You know, it's like a tube.
But Astra Sparks, a frequent flyer who lives in Houston, says the privacy the rooms can offer is great. She's checked into the tiny hotel rooms of another company in London.
Took a nap, took a shower, changed my clothes, and was ready to go for the day. Chicago needs it. Bring it.
It cost about $30 for the first hour, and then a traveler is billed in 15-minute increments. An overnight stay, $120, and no running back and forth to catch the flight. Paying by the hour raised the eyebrows of some Chicago aldermen who had to approve the Minute Suites deal. Think afternoon delight, or maybe no-tell motel. But Chicago officials say only ticketed passengers can get to the rooms, and there's plenty of security, too. So delayed travelers can easily enjoy just having a place to get out of the fray. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.